Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump told the New York Times this week if a special prosecutor investigating Russia's influence on last year's presidential election expands the probe to look at Mr. Trump's family finances unrelated to Russia, it would cross a line. Mr. Trump also expressed dismay with the decision by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Sessions was one of the most conservative members of the Senate, and he was the first one to leap onto the Trump campaign. Before any of the rest of them did, he set aside any concerns he had and embraced Trump. They would campaign together. And again, it goes back to this idea that Trump has been bothered from the beginning by the Russia probe. He didn't really appreciate the fact that Sessions early on decided to recuse himself shortly after he became attorney general.
The president further suggested that fired Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey shared with Sessions a file of alleged but unconfirmed compromising material about Mr. Trump in order to gain leverage. President Trump has repeatedly insisted that there was no link between his campaign and Moscow. South Korea calling on North Korea today to quickly accept the offer to hold military talks in a bid to ease rising border tensions on the Korean Peninsula and eventually to dismantle North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Venezuela, those who heeded the opposition to call a strike, well, they have joined on the streets against President Nicolas Maduro's roadblocks across the country. This is VOA News. Oil giant ExxonMobil is suing the U.S. Treasury Department to stop a $2 million fine for violating sanctions against Russia while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was Exxon CEO. Exxon said the decision is fundamentally unfair and insists it did nothing wrong. Treasury Department and Exxon signed a contract in 2014 with Igor Sechin, head of Russia's state-owned Rosneft Oil Company and a longtime business associate of Tillerson, State Department spokesperson Heather Nort.
He has been extremely clear in his recusal of anything having to do with Exxon. When this information came to us here at the State Department, it did not come to the secretary himself. It came to the Deputy Secretary John Sullivan. The secretary has taken this very seriously, that Exxon-related activities are not something that he is involved with here as Secretary of State.
Nort did not comment further and referred all questions on the matter to the Treasury Department. A senior United Nations official says intense fighting in Syria and bureaucratic red tape are impeding the delivery of desperately needed humanitarian assistance to hundreds of thousands of people who were trapped in besieged areas. We get more now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says the United Nations has been unable to deliver food, medicine, and other essential items to some 600,000 people in 12 besieged areas for the past 40 days. He says tens of thousands of civilians are trapped in Raqqa, where a ferocious battle to retake the city from Islamic State militants is being waged.
The attacking forces are now closing in on Raqqa city. There is intense bombardment from the air.
Egeland adds that ruthless tactics by IS militants also are preventing civilians from leaving. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
6.7 magnitude earthquake killed at least two, injured more than 100 others on the Greek island of Kos today. Greece and Turkey lie in the earthquake-prone zone. Two U.S. senators have introduced a bipartisan bill granting amnesty to illegal immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. The bill, if it were to pass, would be a lifeline for the young people who already have registered for the Obama-era program known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. The Department of Homeland Security Chief John Kelly told members of Congress Hispanic Caucus that the DHS will not commit to defending that program in court because department lawyers say DACA is unlikely to survive a legal challenge. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop.